Jen. Our prayer tonight, as we sing that song, is that it's well with your soul. And if it's not, it could be before you left here tonight. But that's between you and the Lord. You'll have to come in that childlike manner that we heard about this morning. I'm going to take a short reading lesson here from the second chapter of Mark, beginning with the 15th verse. You know, I'll tell this on myself. Kind of stayed up late last night trying to study and meditate, and thought I had a subject that was going on before I went to sleep so I could rest a little better. And I would this morning get up and try to study some more Sunday school, and all that availed me nothing because it wasn't it this evening. But my desire here tonight is just to say the things that God's put on my heart. Nothing more. Nothing less. I want to do what He wants me to do. Say what He wants me to say. You know, I don't know, Brother Buddy, you understand what I'm saying. It's not within man to be able to stand and do this. No, there's plenty of man out there and do it, but I mean to do it the way that God would be pleased with. In spirit and in truth, it takes the Spirit of God. I ask that y'all pray for me. That's my desire, not. Reading lesson from the second chapter of Mark, beginning at the 15th verse. Three short verses, but boy, they say a whole lot. It said, "And it came to pass that as Jesus sat at meat in his house, many publicans and sinners sat also together with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many, and they followed him." It says, "And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with the publicans and sinners, they said unto his disciples, How is it that he eateth and drinketh with publicans and sinners?" It says, "When Jesus heard it, he said unto them," now listen to this, "They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. Said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Mistakes I may have made, that's the 15th through the 17th verse of this second chapter of Mark. I said these verses say a whole lot here. You know, it describes every human that ever lived or ever will live on the earth. Two classifications of God: the whole and the sick, the righteous and the sinners. That covers everybody. You know, if you ask man tonight to describe the human race, we would come up with a great long list of subcategories. How many among us tonight think that there's not a race problem in this country tonight? There's black, there's white, there's Hispanic, there's Asian. All classifications that man might classify the human family. But God classified them two ways: the whole and the sick, the righteous and the sinners. What's the matter with us? Why do we have so many classifications? I tell you what, you can turn to the 25th or the 55th chapter of Isaiah and it will tell you, "For your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts," says God. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." I tell you what, people, we've got a thinking problem. The human family has a thinking problem. You know, sometimes even us as God's children, we have a thinking problem. You know, we spent a couple of weeks ago, we were studying about the whole armor of God and how the devil's after us. And you know, one of those pieces of armor was the helmet that I tried to teach that night. You know, salvation is not something that you can outwear. But I tell you what, it's described as something we put on our head. You know why? Because our head's the most vulnerable part of us. It protects our mind. I tell you, that helmet that it even talks about in 2 Thessalonians, it was a helmet, the hope of salvation. It's an assurance that the saved have. And you know, that's what we're supposed to put on, and that's what's supposed, our minds are supposed to protect our minds from the things of this world and the evil that's around about us. And these subcategories that we might put man in, we ought to be thinking, just like Paul told the Philippians, that we ought to not look each man upon his own thing, but we ought to look upon the things of others. He says, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. You know, that's the kind of mindset we ought to have. We ought to try to think as Christian people as God thinks, as the Lord Jesus thinks. That's how we ought to try to think. I tell you what, if we get to thinking like that, we won't be thinking about a black man or a white man or an Asian man. We'll be thinking about a lost man and a saved man. That's the kind of mind that we're instructed to have. That's why we need that helmet to protect that mind. Oh, the devil's throwing everything at it. He sure is. He'd like for the world to be in great division. He'd just love that. Amen. Here it says, the whole. That's one class of people, the righteous. Talking about the same there. The sick. And the sinner. That's the second class of people these verses are talking about. You know, if you've been saved by the grace of God, you've been sick. You had a sickness unto death. And I tell you what, you didn't get made whole by yourself. Amen. You went the same way that woman with the issue of blood went. She tried everything she knew to try, and then she went to Jesus. And that physician made her whole. If you're whole, that's how you got whole. If you're righteous, it's because God imputed the righteousness of Jesus to you when he saved your soul. We've been sick. If you've been saved, you got sick. You had this same sickness that the rest of the world. You found yourself sick unto death. Lost friend, if you're here tonight, I want you to understand this. If you're lost, you are sick unto death. You know, a lot of times in physical sickness, they'll want to categorize them as maybe that old dreaded disease, cancer. It's a stage 1, 2, 3, 4. I think the 4 gets to where that the doctors say they can't do nothing for you. They can't help you. Tell you what, if you've reached the age of accountability and you're lost and undone, you're the sinner, you're as sick as you'll ever be. You've got a sickness that is unto death. There's not but one cure. Amen. Not but one cure. You know, they classify burns sometimes, first degree, second degree, third degree, the severity of it. If you're lost and undone, you've got the worst kind you can get. You know, I haven't heard but of the outcome of all lost is the same. It is a eternal separation from God. It is eternal death. That's what death is, separation. The outcome's not good. The Bible says that there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. You know, we got an account of a man that had everything he wanted in this world, and he is reduced to begging for a drop of water to cool his tongue. Friend, if you're lost, you're as sick as you can get. It's a sickness unto death. But sinners to repentance. You know, God never passed judgment on mankind that he didn't give a remedy. Most of the time it was a repentance. Tell you what, lost friend, there is one remedy for the sickness that ailing most of the world. Just one. That's the Lord Jesus. You'll have to come to him. Here it says that I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Boy, these verses do say a whole lot, don't they? You know, sinner friend, everything that you've been taught, that you've ever learned, that you ever heard about Jesus, about his humble birth into the earth, coming to this earth. You know, about his walk through life as a child, growing up. About his being tempted of the devil. Not eating for 40 days. About the way that they persecuted him through his ministry. What you've heard about when they mocked him with a trowel. They spit in his face. They scourged him. They whipped him. They beat him. Everything that you've heard. About him going to the cross and them nailing him to the cross and crucifying our Lord and Savior. And about them taking him and laying him in a tomb and him arising from that tomb. You know, all that was done for you. For one reason. So he could call sinners to repentance. He didn't do that for his honor. In his glory. Oh, he did a lot of things that it showed who he was to the people. It declared him. But he didn't have to do those things for honor and glory. You know, when he prayed in the 17th chapter of John to the Father in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, glorify me now with thyself, with the glory that I had before the world was. You know, before the world was even created, Jesus had all the honor and glory that heaven could offer. It's complete. But you know, in that second chapter of Philippians there, and it says, let this mind be within you that was in Jesus. Let's look at it. He said, he who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Well, why wasn't it robbery? He was God. Because he was God. It said, but he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Now this was the mind that Jesus, the mind that we're supposed to have within us as Christian people. Set our thinking's off. Let's think as if our mindset. He took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself. I mean, he emptied himself out. And become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's the kind of mindset that Jesus, that's what he was thinking on. He's thinking on that he come into this world to call sinners to repentance. He said, wherefore God has highly exalted him and give him a name which is above every name. What a lovely name. Consider what Jesus did for you. He said that every knee, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. He said, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Lost friend, you have an opportunity tonight. I don't know where anybody's heart is, but you have an opportunity to bow and call upon the great physician. You've got a sickness. That's the reason Jesus come into this world, to cure that sickness that you have that's unto death. He said, I come into the world. I come not into the world to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You know, it don't mention faith there, but you know you can't separate true repentance and true faith. They're inseparable. You know, one of the most quoted verses in the Bible, John 3:16, it doesn't mention repentance, but it mentions faith. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, I can't fully explain repentance and faith, but you can't fully have faith in the Lord Jesus until you turn to him, until you repent to him. And you can't fully repent to the Lord until you have faith in him. You won't turn to something you don't trust in. They're inseparable. Lost friend, you don't have to do two things. You just have to cry out to the Lord Jesus with all your heart and turn to him in belief that he come into this world not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. You got to believe that with all your heart. You got to entrust to him. You got to come to him just like Brother Hensley preached this morning, that childlike manner. Boy, a child gets sick and they turn to where they can get help. They turn to the parents, usually the mom. They can't do anything for themselves, so they go to where they can get some help. Lost friend, there's only one place you can get what you need for that sickness. That's the Lord Jesus. Trust and believe. You know, tonight, us that have been saved, we see problems all around us. I mentioned some of them tonight. Problem with our thinking, most of it. We're thinking of ourselves. We're not every man thinking on the other man, his need. We ought to have the mind that was in our Lord and Savior. What Paul said for the Philippians to have, he said, let this mind be within you that's in Christ Jesus. There's two classes of people in the world today. There's the whole, and there's the sick. There's the righteous, and there's the sinner. You know, Book of Revelation talks about on that judgment day, there's still just two classes, described a little different. the sheep on the right hand, goats on the left. We don't need to try to subdivide the human race. We need to try to think of them as God sees them. The whole and the sick, righteous and the sinner. Brother Safford, let's get a song ready. That's what was on my heart tonight. Lost friend, if you're here tonight and you know you're not saved. As I said, you're as sick as you're ever going to get. It's a sickness that is unto death. There ain't but one cure for it. That's the Lord Jesus. You try everything else if you'll go to Him in faith and believing. You can get cure for that sickness and be made whole. May God bless you tonight, my prayer.
193. All to Jesus I surrender.